When U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy sounded the alarm about alcohol's cancer risks and Alcohol and Cancer Risk 2025, he shattered decades of comfortable assumptions about drinking. While we've long understood alcohol's role in addiction and liver disease, its identity as a significant carcinogen, on par with tobacco, has remained largely hidden from public consciousness. Now, Dr. Murthy's stark message echoes through the medical community: there is no safe level of alcohol consumption. The science behind this warning tells a sobering story. Alcohol doesn't just contribute to one or two types of cancer, it's linked to at least seven, including some of our most feared diagnoses: breast cancer, liver cancer, and colorectal cancer. Perhaps most unsettling is the revelation that even that seemingly innocent glass of wine with dinner carries risk. This finding directly contradicts years of rosy messaging about alcohol's supposed heart benefits, particularly from red wine, which had led many to view moderate drinking as part of a healthy lifestyle. The public's reaction to this news reveals a troubling knowledge gap. While most Americans readily acknowledge tobacco's deadly potential, fewer than half realize alcohol's cancer-causing properties. This disconnect stems from years of public health messaging that emphasized immediate dangers like drunk driving while overlooking the silent, long-term threat of cancer. Dr. Murthy's report serves as a wake-up call, demanding we confront this uncomfortable truth. What makes this warning particularly powerful is its crystal-clear message about risk: every drink counts. The more alcohol consumed over time, the higher the cancer risk becomes. This direct relationship challenges our cultural notion of moderation as a safe haven, forcing us to reconsider what we've long considered acceptable drinking habits. The ripple effects of this declaration could reshape American society's relationship with alcohol. Just as tobacco warnings transform smoking from a glamorous habit into a recognized health hazard, this report might herald a new era of alcohol awareness. Canada has already begun placing cancer warnings on alcohol containers, and the United States might not be far behind. Such changes could fundamentally alter how we market, regulate, and ultimately consume alcohol in our daily lives. Cancer risk is dose-related. The numbers tell a chilling story about alcohol and cancer, one that becomes more alarming with each additional drink. While both men and women face risks, their bodies tell different tales. One drink per day. For women, that seemingly innocent daily glass of wine pushes their lifetime risk of alcohol-related cancers from 17% to 19%, with breast cancer risk climbing from 11% to 13.1%. The culprit? Alcohol's sneaky ability to boost estrogen levels. Men don't escape unscathed either, though their numbers tell a slightly different story: their risk inches up from 10% to 11% with that same daily drink. Two drinks per day. Double the drinks, and the stakes rise dramatically. Women who enjoy two drinks daily watch their cancer risk climb to 22%, with breast cancer likelihood jumping to 15.3%. It's a stark reminder of how alcohol's effects compound over time, particularly in hormone-sensitive tissues. Men following the same pattern see their risk climb to 13%, a persistent reminder that moderate drinking isn't the harmless habit we once thought. Four or more drinks per day. When consumption reaches four or more drinks daily, the picture becomes even more sobering. Women's lifetime risk of alcohol-related cancers soars beyond 25%, with dangers expanding beyond breast cancer to include liver, mouth, throat, and esophagus cancers. Men drinking five or more daily face similar perils, with their risk exceeding 20% and particular dangers for liver and colorectal cancers. The damage doesn't stop there. Heavy drinking opens the door to stomach, pancreas, and gallbladder cancers through a cascade of cellular damage, inflammation, and DNA mutations. The Surgeon General's message leaves no room for comforting myths: there is no safe haven in moderation, and those old stories about alcohol's health benefits have crumbled under scientific scrutiny. Yet hope remains: cutting back or quitting can lower these risks, particularly for cancers of the mouth and esophagus. While the clock can't be completely turned back, positive changes can still make a difference. What makes this story particularly complex is how personal it becomes. Your individual risk depends on an intricate dance of genetics, gender, and lifestyle choices. Women face higher stakes at lower levels due to their body's slower processing of alcohol and its interaction with hormones. Add smoking or poor diet to the mix, and alcohol's cancer-causing potential multiplies. This understanding points to a clear truth: reducing alcohol consumption isn't just one choice among many, it's one of the most straightforward paths to lowering cancer risk. While alcohol's social appeal and stress-relieving properties may beckon, the science speaks clearly: less truly is more when it comes to protecting our health. Conclusion. The Surgeon General's latest bombshell shatters our comfortable illusions about alcohol. Every drop carries risk, and no amount is truly safe when it comes to cancer. Gone are the reassuring myths about wine being good for your heart or moderate drinking promoting health. Instead, we face a stark reality that demands we reconsider alcohol's cherished place in our social fabric. Yet within this sobering message lies a thread of hope. Whether you've been drinking for years or decades, cutting back now can still make a difference. While you can't completely turn back the clock, research shows that reducing alcohol intake can lower your cancer risk over time, especially for cancers of the mouth and esophagus. It's never too late to make a change that could protect your health. The story becomes even more personal when we consider how alcohol affects each of us differently. Your genes, gender, and lifestyle choices all play crucial roles in determining your risk level. Women, for instance, face a double challenge: their bodies process alcohol more slowly and their hormonal systems make them more vulnerable to its effects. Add other risk factors like smoking or poor nutrition, and alcohol becomes even more dangerous, highlighting why we need to think about cancer prevention as a complete picture rather than isolated choices. In the end, the Surgeon General's message cuts through centuries of cultural conditioning about alcohol's role in our lives. While we've long turned to drinks for celebration, relaxation, and social connection, the science now tells us we're trading momentary pleasure for long-term risk. The path forward is clear, if challenging: by choosing to drink less or not at all, we can actively reduce our cancer risk and invest in our future health. It's a simple truth that could transform millions of lives, if we're willing to listen.